Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. 大家早晨。
สวัสดีครับ I'm very, very excited for today, my sharing and also my sermon.
我今日咧好兴奋同大家分享我嘅讲道。
I want to ask you to go into your Bibles, into Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 and 29.
我想大家打开你哋嘅圣经。哥罗西书第一章二十四至到二十九节。
And I'll read the verses one by one, and it'll be translated one by one, so that we can all understand the scripture verse for today. Now, looking at Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29, it says, Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, which is the church.
哥罗西书第一章二十四节，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我身上铺满基督患难的缺陷。
I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分，作了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫各人，教导各人，要把各人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
These verses that we just read are absolutely amazing, and not only does it speak to me, but I think it really has summarized the 14 days that I and my whole team was in Thailand.
刚才我们读完这几节经文呢，是很奇妙的，不单止他对我说话啦，亦都是总括了我在泰国，我们的团队在泰国14日所经历的事。
And in Thailand, oh boy, I really felt the work of the Spirit working inside me, giving me strength, giving me courage, and giving me ideas, sometimes crazy ideas, but I really felt the Spirit working inside me.
在泰国的时候，我真真正正感受到圣灵呢，是在我心里面，是给我力量，给我勇气，亦都是给很多不同的想法给我，甚至是一些很奇怪的想法。
And so on the first day, on the first full day, as you might have heard earlier, our team was tasked to go in the city, talk to people, and so it required of us to hop onto public transportation, like buses, and talk to people that we didn't even know.
咁頭先你哋聽到佢哋分享咧，喺第一日全日我哋去到泰國咧，咁我哋就要去坐公共交通工具。坐巴士同人傾偈。
And for someone who was born and raised in Vancouver, I could never think of doing that. I could never think of saying hello to a random stranger that was on the bus with you.
對於喺溫哥華長大嘅人嚟講咧，我係好難想像坐巴士同一啲唔識嘅人同佢哋講嘢係點樣嘅。
In fact, we are raised.From birth, to do the exact opposite, to make sure that you don't talk to strangers. to make sure that you don't make eye contact with strangers, to make sure that you are keeping yourself safe and making sure there's as much boundary as there possibly can be between you and a stranger.
而事實上呢，由一出世開始，由細到大呢，屋企都係教我哋唔好同生保人講嘢啊，唔好望佢哋啊，最好就保持距離啦，因為咁會安全啲。
And although I admit that these are good safeguards, that obviously there is benefit to being careful with strangers, I have to say that they can sometimes be cultural hindrances to spreading the gospel.
雖然我承認呢，咁樣係一個好適當保護自己嘅方法，但係呢，亦都係成為跨越唔同嘅文化傳福音嘅障礙。
And so I found myself in Thailand on the very first day trying to break those cultural identities. I had to break them right away so that I could be in Thailand spreading the gospel.
咁第一日去到泰國嘅時候咧，我就發覺我要係衝破呢啲文化上嘅障礙，咁我係要同當地嘅人係有接觸。
So the very first bus, it's called a Songtao. The very first bus, my team, it was myself, Phoebe, and a girl named Wani. We hopped onto the bus, we sat down, and I looked around, and I saw 1, 2, 3 people around us.
咁啊，我哋上第一架巴士啦，我哋嘅團隊有我自己啦 ，Phoebe 啦，同埋 Wani 啦。咁我哋就四圍望到咧，有1, 2, 3個人。
And I looked in front of me, and there was a student, and she was probably on her phone looking down. And this was it. This is the moment that I was like, okay, like our team prepared for months. We have gotten the support from our fundraisers and a church offering. This is no time to create excuses.
咁我望住我前邊咧，有一個女孩子咧，咁佢可能係學生啦。咁佢低頭望住佢自己手提電話喎。咁我就喺度諗，我哋唔可以退縮嘅。我哋教會俾咁大嘅支持，咁大嘅鼓勵俾我哋嚟到，我哋係要做嘅咧，就係呢樣嘢啦。
So I said a very very quick prayer in my head, and I sort of tried to make eye contact with her, and I said, "Sawadee ka." And then all of a sudden she looked at me, she smiled, and she returned the greeting, and then we were able to have a conversation.
咁我就好快咁喺個心入邊咧就做一個禱告，跟住咧咁我就同佢係望住佢，咁就用泰文同佢打招呼，咁佢又微笑咁望住我，咁我哋就係咁樣開始傾偈。
When I say conversation, I really mean I was able to say two more sentences, something like, I'm from Canada, and this is my friend, and I was pointing to my Thai friend, her name is Wani.
咁我講話我同佢傾偈咧，其實係講得跟住係兩句嘅啫。咁我就話俾佢聽，我由加拿大嚟噶啦，跟住我就指住我個朋友，佢叫做 Wani。
And so it was great. It was a short conversation, but by that time, when it was noticeably that I was failing in my language skills, that's when my Thai friend would come in right away and to say, "Oh yeah, this person's from Canada. They're here to teach English, to teach music, and we're going to have a lot of events at our Hope Center." So basically, this Thai friend was explaining why we were there.
咁啊，之後咧，我個泰國朋友咧就好簡單咁話俾呢一位女孩子聽，話俾佢聽，我哋係加拿大嚟嘅啦，我哋嚟到係教英文、教音樂，咁啊，好簡單一個介紹。
And at so many times on our trip, I have really felt like the Apostle Paul, at least in his writings here to the church, to the Colossians.
在这个旅程之中呢，有很多次我都觉得当时自己是有少少像信徒保罗，起码是好像在他写给哥罗西教会的书信那样。
And in verses 24, so he's writing to this church in Colossia, and in verse 24 he says that he rejoices in these sufferings, and at times on this trip, I do feel like there are moments of suffering.
咁保罗咧喺廿四节嗰度讲到佢话啊为佢哋受苦，但系又觉得欢乐。咁喺呢个旅程之中咧，我系有觉得系有受苦嘅时候嘅。
And it's a little bit strange to read that Paul can be both rejoicing and suffering, sort of like at the same time. And to me, that's really, really interesting.
咁觉得好奇怪嘅咧，就系点解保罗佢会话啊又受苦又欢乐咧？
It's sort of like those moments where you're doing the work of God, and of course there's some hardship to that. But when you're doing the work of God, it's like you love it. It's like you love it so much because it's for God and it's for the church.
咁系因为当你知道你系为神作工嘅时候咧，有时系会带嚟困难嘅。咁但系你又会做得好开心啊，因为你系知道系为神同埋系为教会做。
And so in Thailand, was I suffering? I have to say that yes, there were moments of suffering. And let me explain. Even though it may seem like I'm a person who easily talks to people, I'm like you actually. I have this natural nervousness to talk to anyone.
咁喺泰國我有啲乜嘢受苦咧？有噶，其實咁我等我講俾大家聽啦。啊，雖然咧我睇起上嚟好似係乜嘢人都可以傾偈，但係其實唔係噶。我都係覺得有少少唔自然嘅。
I make it look like I could talk to people easily only because of the years and the years and years of forcing myself to overcome the fear. But deep down inside, I'm just like you. I'm just like everyone here. It's really, really hard, and I'm afraid of reaching out.
我睇起上嚟好似好容易同人哋傾偈，但係其實咧，我係用咗好多年嘅時間去克服呢方面嘅恐懼同埋緊張。
And so in Thailand, right before I talk to anyone, I pray, and then as I'm talking with them, I endure a short moment of shame, a short moment of awkwardness and attention. And you know what? I was only able to do that because the Holy Spirit gives me that courage and gives me that boldness to overcome my fear.
咁喺泰國嘅時候，我要同啲唔識嘅人講嘢咧，每一次咧，我都係禱告先啦。咁我會係有個短嘅時候咧，覺得好緊張啊，好唔自然啊，唔知點咁樣。咁但係我能夠講到，係因為聖靈咧係俾膽量同埋信心俾我。
Right, and in those moments, I go through the hardship, I go through the shame, and there is a bit of suffering there. But I know that as soon as one of the Thai friends take over that conversation and continue it, I'm now silent, and I feel God's joy in me, and I am praying, and I'm smiling, and I'm just making sure that I really enjoy that moment of working for God.
咁當我泰國朋友係接住一路同人講落去嘅時候咧，咁我唔使出聲咧，咁咧我個心就會平靜落嚟，我就知道咧神咧係一路係聖靈係工作緊，咁我就真係感受到嗰種為神作工嘅喜樂。
And the Apostle Paul, as he's writing these letters, I'm certain he is feeling that same way of suffering and joyfulness. And then in verse 25, he says that he's become a servant of God.
咁相信咧，保罗亦都系真真正正体会到呢一种受苦，但系同时亦都系觉得喜乐。咁佢喺廿五节咧，佢亦都系提到呢回事。
I was walking up to people, I was talking to them, I was telling them about Jesus. You know, it really comes from a place knowing that I am just a servant for God.
咁我去行埋去同啲人讲嘢啦，同佢哋讲关于主耶稣嘅事啦。咁其实主要系因为我知道我系主耶稣嘅仆人。
And if we think of servants, not that our culture have like at our homes we don't have servants per se, but I'd like you to think of at a restaurant, perhaps.Servers who would come and take your order and bring you your food. I have a question for you. What makes a good server?
咁講起仆人呢個字，因為我哋喺呢度嘅文化咧，屋企係唔會有仆人嘅。咁所以我想大家想像下，喺餐館入邊咧，嗰啲做仆人嘅，即係做企台嘅，點樣成為一個好嘅企台咧
？What makes a good restaurant server?Now, if your job is really at a restaurant serving people, I'm not here to put you on the spot. It's a really good question. What makes a good server? And I think I have at least have one good point that you would agree with me that a good server in a restaurant would come to you if you are going to be a guest at that restaurant.
咁我哋諗起喺餐館入邊一個好嘅企台或者係侍應，咁點樣做咧？我相信有一點大家都同意嘅咧，就係呢一位侍應係會嚟到客人面前。
I could imagine that a good server would see you and would come to you and would ask you what you would like to eat, and the server would be quote unquote just engaging you, serving you. It would be really odd.It would be very odd if we were at a restaurant and you're sitting down, and if you wanted attention, that you would get up, that you would go over to the server, that you would tap them on the shoulder, and you would say to them, please come over here and serve, and then you would go back to your spot, and you would sit down, and then you would continue with that. That'd be kind of weird, right? A good server would come to you.
一個好的侍應啦，當然不是話坐喺度等做客人嗰個行埋去拍下佢喎。喂，我想叫嘢食喎，唔會係咁嘅。一個好的侍應咧，係主動嚟到客人面前，係睇下你要食乜嘢。
What else would make a good server? I could imagine that a good server that represents a restaurant, they would always be on their best behavior, knowing that they represent the restaurant.
成為一個好的侍應，另外一樣很重要的呢，就是他們是要隨時都知道他們是代表那間餐館的。
Could you imagine going to a restaurant and of course the servers would be smiling, they would be always listening to you, they would be giving you attention, they would always be patient and content.
一個好的侍應呢，是他會對著你微笑啦，他會留心聽你講的嘢啦，同埋佢係
patient and content，
佢係有耐性啊，同埋以喜樂嘅心情係去幫助你。
Wouldn't it be so strange if you went to a restaurant and the server that were to talk to you, they were real grumpy that day, and that they didn't want to see you at all. They hated working there, right? And they didn't even dress properly. Like, would you want to go to a restaurant like that?
如果你去到一間餐廳嗰度，見到個侍應咧係好唔開心咁樣，又唔笑啊，又唔想服侍你啊，咁你仲會唔會去嗰個地方食嘢咧
？What's one more thing that makes a good server? A good server would know that when the time has come to serve you your food, when they're going to bring you.What you have asked for or what you need, that they would bring it to you carefully without dropping it so that you are able to eat it.
還有一樣嘢好緊要嘅咧，就係當個侍應要拎啲食物去你面前嘅時候咧，佢係要好小心拎啲食物出嚟，係唔可以跌，唔可以破壞嗰啲食物。
It would be important for the server to not stumble the food. It would be important for the server to not ruin the food.It would be important for the server to not change the food, but that they would serve you the food the way that it was made.
好緊要呢樣嘢，個侍應咧係要將嗰啲食物係完完全全咁樣擺到你面前，唔可以跌啦，唔可以破壞啦，係唔可以改變佢。
And if Paul, if the Apostle Paul was going to say that we ought to be servants of Jesus Christ, I think those three things are really important to remember.
正如保罗所讲，我哋要服侍主耶稣咧，呢三样嘢系好紧要。
That as servants that we would go, that we would go to the people that need us.
作为仆人咧，我哋去到人客面前，去到嗰啲需要我哋嘅人嘅面前。
And when we have made contact with them, that we are on our best behaviors, knowing that we represent Jesus Christ, that we represent our Maker.
当我哋去到个人面前嘅时候，我哋知道我哋系代表主耶稣嘅，我哋要有好嘅行为。
And when we have talked to them, that we would give them the gospel, that we would give them the truth, that we wouldn't twist it, that we wouldn't stumble it, that we wouldn't ruin it.
我哋同佢哋讲道，我哋宣讲福音嘅时候，我哋系唔可以将佢改变，唔可以将佢破坏，我哋系完全全咁将佢讲出嚟。
I don't want to go into the illustration too deeply because we're not here to expect, you know, guests to tip us money. We did really well. I don't want to go into all the illustrations, but those three things are very clear.
我唔打算咧继续系好详细咁讲呢个比喻，咁但系我哋要记住头先讲嗰三点系好重要嘅。
And if you go back to scripture, we can zero in on verse 28. And Paul is again reminding us that it is Jesus Christ. He is the one that we proclaim, and we have to teach that to everyone.
我哋翻翻去经文入边喺第二十八节咧，保罗提醒我哋，我哋要传扬嘅咧系主耶稣基督。
And lastly, in verse 29, Paul reminds us that the one who has given him strength, the one who has given Paul this energy to carry on, it's from the Holy Spirit.
喺二十九节，保罗提醒我哋系边一位系赐佢呢个能力、呢个精力嘅咧？就系上帝。
And when I read that last verse, oh boy, I personally can relate.
当我睇到第廿九节嘅时候咧，我系好有同感。
Some of you think that I am a naturally born ball of energy. Like I'm this naturally born firecracker that just talks and talks and talks and talks to people.
或者你哋觉得咧，我系生出咧就系精力充沛嘅，可以唔停嘅。
That's not true. Just ask my wife. That is not true.
你问我太太啊，唔系咁嘅。
I can easily be exhausted.
我都好容易攰嘅。
I can easily lose all my energy and my patience.
我好容易咧冇晒力，冇晒忍耐力。
I'm just like you. I need my time in front of the TV and to wind down, to de-stress, to calm my heart, especially after a long day of work.
我同你哋一样，一日做完工之后好攰咧，我就坐喺电视面前，乜都唔想做，净系喺度唞。
But I want to tell you this, miraculously, by the gift of God, and I swear, by the gift of God, for the 14 days, for the 14 days that we were on our trip, I was able to do everything that God has asked of me, of our team, and at no point in the 14 days where I felt that I needed to quit or that I felt like I was way too exhausted. By the gift of God for 14 days, He was my fuel, He was my resource, He kept me going.
但系我想话俾大家听嘅咧，就系好奇妙。喺泰国嗰14日咧，我系因为神赐俾我嘅礼物咧，我就不断有精力去做晒所有佢要我同埋我哋个团队要完成嘅作工。我系唔会觉得攰，唔会觉得想放弃，系只系不断咁样去做，完全系因为神赐俾我嘅礼物。
I'm not here gloating and bragging, trying to tell you, oh, how amazing I am. I'm actually boasting and bragging about God and how great and how amazing God has been in my life.
我唔系喺度话俾你听话，我有几巴闭几本事。我想讲嘅系，我系想夸耀神，佢喺我生命入边做几多系几奇妙嘅事。
Without God, our trip, our team, our short-term missions would have gone totally sideways.
如果唔系因为神咧，我哋嘅短宣嘅作工咧就完全唔会掂啊。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that the power of the Holy Spirit is only for those who go on missions.
弟兄姊妹，唔好以为只有嗰啲去宣教嘅先至会系得到圣灵嘅加力。
Do not think that the power of the Holy Spirit is only for those who are in leadership, those who are pastors or worship leaders. Don't think that.
唔好以為聖靈只係為牧師啊，或者係嗰啲啊講道嘅，或者係啲領袖佢哋加力。
Do not think that we are any different just because I am sharing these stories and that maybe you have never experienced those things.
唔好以為淨係我先至係受到聖靈幫助我哋講緊我哋去短宣嘅故事，唔係淨係我嘅。
I tell you the truth.God is ready to empower anyone that God is called to do His work.
我想大家知道嘅係，神係會為每一位佢呼召嘅人係加添力量。
Are you called by God?
你係咪受神所呼召咧？
That's the question.
呢個就係問題。
Are you called by God?
你係咪受神所呼召？
Has God given you the gospel?
神是不是将福音交给你呢？
Do you represent the master?
你是不是代表你的主人呢？
Are you ready to serve? And are you ready to give that gospel to someone else?
你是不是准备好去服侍，将个福音传出去呢？
If you have answered yes to any of those questions, you are called by God.
如果你答是，你就是受神所呼召。
And so I'd like to ask you to close your eyes with me right now.
我哋大家一齐系闭上眼睛，我哋一齐祷告。
And I would like you to reflect, to think about, and to pray if God is calling you.
我想大家系去思想神系咪呼召你。
Those questions again, has God given you the gospel?
思想刚才的问题，神是不是将福音交托给你？
Do you know the gospel?
你认不认识福音呢？
Do you call yourself a Christian?
你是不是称自己为一个基督徒？
Do you represent the master?
你是不是代表你的主人呢？
Are you ready and are you willing to give that gospel to someone else?
你是不是准备好，亦都愿意将福音传出去呢？
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this opportunity that I've had to share my heart with everyone here.
我感谢你，我今天可以是同大家分享我心入边嘅经历。
I thank you that you're able to take us to Thailand and to bring us back safely, so that we could share all these things.
我哋感谢你系保守我哋去泰国，去同埋翻嚟平安，可以翻到嚟咧系同大家分享。
And Father, we ask of you to help us here, everyone in this room. We ask that you help us understand if you are calling us.
天父，我求你帮助我哋喺呢度每一位明白你系咪呼召紧我哋。
And if you are calling us, Father, I pray and we pray that we would listen to you.
如果天父你系呼召我哋，天父，我祈求你系让我哋系聆听。
Let us not ignore that call. Let us not make excuses for that call. Let us be able to respond the way you want us to respond.
让我们是去回应你的呼召，而不是去找理由，找其他的逃避。
And if there's anything that scares us about serving you, if there's anything that makes us nervous, Father, we just pray that you would give us faithfulness and courage.
如果有任何嘢係令到我哋係惧怕，係唔敢去服侍嘅，求天父你係拎開呢一啲恐惧，帮助我哋，赐我哋信心。
We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, we pray.
多谢你，天父，奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen. Amen.